It's time for Golf DMV, the podcast highlighting golf in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Low handicap, high handicap, or somewhere in between. If you love golf, you're in the right place. PGA, LPGA, industry trends. Golf DMV has it covered. And now, here is Claude Jennings.
Welcome back to Golf DMV, the podcast talking about golf in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Sherm's in studio. LB's in studio.
I'm
in studio.
We're also talking hockey. Let's go Cats.
Let's go Cats. We have so much to get to.
Game three.
So much to get to in this show.
By the time you hear this tomorrow... Tuesday.
By the time you hear this,
you're either going to be really upset or really overjoyful.
And that could be because of a win on game three or a loss in game three. Depending on how far you're listening to this, you could be listening to this after game four. Who knows?
Right. Of next year.
That's the
But even if they lose tonight, I still feel good about it.
They should be up 3-0.
They didn't choke away. They didn't choke this away.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they didn't finish with
they're playing really good.
Playing with house money.
Right. They didn't finish with the best record or the most points or however you want to total that in hockey and then give it away in the first round. They beat Columbus and they were down in that series.
2-0.
They beat Pittsburgh and that's the nemesis right there. And they were down in that series.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they did trail in the Tampa Bay series. They were up 2-0. Then Tampa Bay won
3-2.
And that's when I'm like, okay, here's Caps going Cap. This is what they do.
Caps going Cap.
And they won. And they won, right? And they went 2 straight. So anyway, So good luck to the Caps. Everybody rock the red. Mm-hmm. We're all rocking the red, but you don't know that because you can't see us.
Exactly.
So I could be lying. Who knows? Whatever. But anyways, we're all supporting the Caps one way or the other. We've got that to get to. I guess we already got to it. But the obvious is this new theme music. LB, who do we have to thank for this great new theme music?
Bolo Kitchen is his handle on...
Bolo Kitchen?
Bolo Kitchen on Instagram.
Do we know what that means?
No, I don't. Okay. He told me once before, but I don't remember.
So spell that out. It's B-O-L-O Kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can find him on Instagram. He's a local DJ and... he's related to me by marriage.
not a woman related to you by marriage. I don't want to get it confused.
He's my son-in-law. He had some success, some hip hop success. He produces a couple of local rappers as well.
Nice.
Had a nice West Coast tour a few years ago.
Right. Yeah, and they
remember
went
to Breaking Bad. New Mexico.
New Mexico. Okay. Right.
Saw
latest
on Instagram.
One. They were on tour. They were in. Where they go? I want to say one. It wasn't. It was somewhere south. I'm drawing a blank. Whatever. I don't know. Some southern state.
Yeah, one of those 25 states.
Yeah, one of those 25 southern states. But yeah, they had one that might be doing South Africa. They've been working on a deal to try and get there. So if they do that, I'm going.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll be the road manager.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, good. Good. So, yeah, thank you so much, Bolo Kitchen. Again, follow him on Instagram for the theme music. And he'll provide us with some more music. Music. Yeah, I love the original stuff. Because, like, we like to, shout out our people and put people on. So there we go. A couple things to get to. The Memorial recap will do that. The U.S. Women's Open. Mm-hmm. Also, Father's Day plans. This crazy schedule that Tiger used to have when he was good. So we'll get to that as well.
Dude.
But first, we have a Golf DMV first. Falls Road Golf Course. We've never reviewed that course. LB and Brant played there about a week ago. Again, depending on when you listen to the podcast.
What day was that?
It was last
Friday.
It was Friday,
Because there was this, I say frantic because it made me frantic. The text itself wasn't frantic, but it was Brant saying, hey, Falls Road, 2 p.m. What's up? So I'm like, I can't. But then I thought about it like, I could reschedule some stuff. But even in the reschedule, I still couldn't get there until about 3:30, 4 o'clock. But anyway... but LB was able.
Yeah, and I replied, I'm working, have a nice swim.
Right.
Because it was a shocker, it was raining.
Yeah, more rain in the DMV. We all know Patuxent Greens has not recovered.
Well, it's
funny. And I drove past, which course did I drive past? So check this out. So Sunday, my mother-in-law, my sister-in-law, my sister, and my niece were all in a play called Is This the Wiz?
Oh,
kind of a good little take on The Wizard of Oz. At Bowie Community Center or Bowie Theater or something like that.
Right? Okay. Local,
it was
local
good.
Playhouse.
It was really, really good. I mean, so we were driving on 197, to the left is Bowie Golf Course.
Yes.
Yeah, Bowie, yep.
First fairway, flooded.
No.
Flooded Sunday night. flooded.
Wow.
Basically a river.
Yeah.
A pond.
Well, it rained all, I mean, it rained for like 24 hours straight.
All day.
Damn near.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
But you were saying something.
I actually went last night because I said, I wonder if I could get a tee time tomorrow morning at Patuxent Greens. Not to play, but I was just curious.
Okay.
Like, if it was down.
Right.
Yeah. Because, I mean, otherwise you'd be playing, like, in a boat.
Right,
you
know? Right.
No, we, yeah, the golf carts had...
We're closed for golf, but we're open for rowing.
Hovercraft or something.
Right.
Yeah. But they, I mean, the tee times were open.
Really? Well, they're going to take your money if you, you know...
Yeah, but I was... But...
You know, some courses
will open
up. In my
mind, that thing had to be underwater.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, what course was that would open up and would say... You have to skip past 8 and skip 13 and skip 50. Right. I'm
probably
trying to remember.
Baltimore City Court. Got to be PG County.
I can't remember which course that was, but it was just nuts. Like, well, why would I play here then?
Right.
Yeah, so you played Falls Road with Brandt on Friday.
Yeah.
Give us the report of the course.
Okay. Outstanding.
Nice.
I was surprised.
Why would you be surprised at Falls Road? That's a part of town that.
Well, that's true. It is
we'll
Potomac.
Keep up there, right?
Montgomery County course.
It is a Montgomery County course. Yes.
Sorry, Rodney.
Yeah, I played there years ago, but it's been a couple years since I played there.
Okay.
But given all the weather that we had, I didn't expect it to be like that.
I have a question. You know, when you're coming off 495, I guess coming inner loop, and you're
no, that's not what
that's
you said.
Okay.
No, that's right. That's in the country club. You see for
okay.
that road.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not in there.
Yeah. But so I get there. You know, Brandt shows up, and they paired us with two other guys. But the course was beautiful.
Nice.
I mean, it had been freshly cut, I guess. So the rough. Was you could find your ball, no problems there. No, you couldn't in Northwest, and because Brandt even called, because he called a couple courses because of all the rain we had to make sure you could drive.
Mm-hmm.
On, you know, it was cart path friendly, and he called because he was somebody Hampshire Greens, I think somebody was cart path only.
I think he said Hampshire Greens
was cart path only that day, and Falls Road wasn't. So I was a little surprised at that. I'm like, okay, so when I get there, it was beautiful. I mean, the groundskeeper. Buy him a beer. I mean, it looked really, really nice. The greens were true.
Mm-hmm.
I really have no, only this is the only thing I can say bad about the course, and it's not the course's fault. The Nats.
Okay.
Oh, right. The Nats were horrendous,
and not the baseball team.
No, no.
Normally, Strasburg is solid. Right? Scherzer's a beast. Oh, not
Scherzer
those Nats.
Won it, yeah. One player of the month.
Yeah, they were. I mean, they were relentless.
Okay.
And so,
did you bring any off?
Well, here's the deal, right?
Did you bring a cigar?
Yes, I had a cigar.
Okay.
So second hole, I lit up because I couldn't take it no more. I mean, these are the kind that go in your ears.
Yeah, that's
you know,
bad.
I'm wearing glasses. They landed on my glasses, like right in my vision as I'm trying to put. I mean, they were.
Yeah.
I looked at the one guy. His name was Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Not from Texas, but okay. Just his name is Austin. And I looked at him one time, and it's just
all around his head.
I mean, 50 of them just buzzing around his head. And he got to a point where he just stopped fanning. You know, he like, y'all win.
Right.
You know, do what you want. Right.
Looking like Pigpen walking
right.
around.
Exactly.
Walking around golf course.
So I'm puffing my cigar the whole round, and it would help a little bit, but not that much. So a hole number 11, I think it was, like a light bulb went off in my head. And I said, you know what? I think I have some spray in my bag.
Good time to realize.
Right. You know? I find some spray and I put it on. They totally left me alone.
Get out of here.
And I've been suffering for the last 2.5 hours.
Now, right. Did you share?
I offered.
Okay.
Nobody wanted
it. Are you serious?
Well, the one guy, the first guy left. His name was Skip, I think.
Okay.
He bought us around off the cart, lady. So that was nice of him.
Oh, good.
Oh, was a cart girl?
Yeah. Well, cart lady. It was not a girl.
Well,
she was cart lady. She was mature.
A cart vendor.
Yeah. Cart vendor lady. Yes.
I haven't seen one yet this year on any golf course I played.
I don't think I have either.
They
were getting ready at Enterprise when we left.
Right. And they had mature ladies, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, grandmas.
Well, that's
real.
PG County.
Well, there's no, I mean, you know.
I'm just saying, most places
it's not Myrtle Beach.
Right. They, you know, little eye candy or something. Enterprise, that's not their MO.
That was, no.
Oh, man.
No, they just, they just want your money.
Yeah. But some half smokes and Newports.
That's like Newport. but the course was beautiful. It really, so we have to go play. Okay. So the interesting thing about it.
It sounds like this might be one of your new favorite courses.
Well, based on my score, it is.
This is why he liked it so much. Well, that too. Now we're getting to
but,
it.
Oh, but here's an, little things. Mm-hmm. So the tips is 6,100.
That's not far at all.
Shoot. Right. So we play from the tips.
That
so
might be shorter than gunpowder.
That's definitely shorter than the greens at Hampshire Greens.
I think that's shorter than gunpowder.
No, the greens at Hampshire Green greens are...
I thought they were 64.
No.
It's definitely shorter than
play?
The tips. Yeah, we don't...
No, the one we play is 6,000. It's right around 6,000.
You know how I know we don't play something 64? Because I wouldn't be playing from there.
That's true. Well, maybe that's true.
Good point. Yeah. You may have played there once before blues, when I was there.
Maybe the blues are 64.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, the blues might be 60-something. But, yeah. But yeah, that but yeah, so we play from the tips.
Love it.
Again, I can very well maintained. I mean, the fairways were nice and nice and green.
I've been itching to get
no
the ball
divots. With the divots, I mean, but they take care of it. That's all I can say. They really take care of the course. The front is pretty is easier than the back.
Okay.
There's a couple of really tight fairways in the back. There's one huge right hand. You can't even call it a dog leg. It's almost a 90-degree turn. I think it's like number 13 or something, but whatever. They had a
it plays opposite my slice left.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's a after that is a par 3 that's 100. What was it? 190 yards or something. But there was again, it was a really nice course. So we had this one hole. I think it's like
now Brant loves Falls Road.
Yeah,
yeah, Brant,
that's his
like
favorite
always.
Course.
It's
like
closest,
his home
it's closest to his house too. I think it's the closest to his house. As well.
Sorry, Hampshire Green's 59-21
for the green.
For the green.
Right.
Okay. 65-12 for the blue.
Oh, okay.
68-15 from the tips.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. Yeah, No. Yeah. Wow.
What was the blue again? 64? 63?
65-12.
65 for the blues. Ooh.
So you said this was 61?
61, 62.
Yeah, so you, I'd play the tips in.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so we all played the tips.
Right. Well, what's the
white,
sir? Yeah,
So the 61 for the black. Blues is 57-9.
Okay.
So 5,800. And then that silver is 5,300.
Oh, yeah, let's play that. We all over that clock.
Oh, yeah, got
we're
it.
Breaking 90, baby.
We'll be there.
But, yeah, it was a really, really nice course, like I said, other than the bugs. I don't know if it's something happened. They all hatched at the same time or something.
There was a lot of rain.
Yeah. And then it was still warm.
It was hot that day, too. Yeah. It was
very humid.
Yeah, it was really hot. And there was very little wind.
Is there any water on the course? I mean,
there's one hole. Mm-hmm. It's on the back. I want to say it's number. Oh, here it is. I can look at the scorecard because I have Brant's score. I know he's mad at me talk about him like this. But number 16. Par 5, but you got it. You have to hit over water to get to the fairway, but it's not far,
right?
But he had something going on, and it wasn't pretty. So he hit 3 in the water.
Whoa!
Yeah. Is he 10 cup?
He hit 3 in the water. Then finally said, "Okay, I'm just gonna go over there and hit with you." Drop it on the side.
Unusually shaking
because he'd been playing really well up until that point.
Yeah,
but yeah, the hole ate him up. So yeah,
did he do any kind of competitions with you? Like I said,
well,
okay.
he kept he does that. And I kept saying, Brant, I'm not in competition with you. I'm trying to beat my score from last time. That's what I'm trying to do.
Right. He's trying to egg you on into competition.
Right. Yeah. He would say, "Oh man, you have two holes on the front." I'm like, "Okay, whatever." We're not competing, Brant. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to beat my score. That's right. my goal is to beat my score from last time.
You weren't competing. He was definitely competing.
Well, he was trying, but he didn't catch me.
Oh,
I had a really good round, so I shot 86. So that was my round of the year so far.
Now, you know, true to form, it's never my style to take credit or attention from someone else to put it back on me, right? But who's the one who's been saying, LB, you're a mid-80s golfer when you take away like 2 or 3 blow-up holes? Yeah, you are. Yeah. Like, you're a mid-80s golfer.
Yeah, I had one.
You proved him right.
So I would like to take credit for that 86.
Yes, you get credit. Thank Let's mark that down in the book.
Yeah, I had 1+3. And everything else was either pars and bogeys. I had only had 2 double bogeys. Everything else was pars and bogeys.
How were you putting?
So my new putter, right?
Yeah.
Right. Because you had struggles with it.
Right. So I practiced a lot with it before we played. Like we played on a Tuesday.
I think we played Tuesday.
So, yeah. So Wednesday, I went and bought me a new grip.
Okay.
Took the and I didn't have them put in. I just bought one and went home with it. I cut an inch off of my putter because I bought it a 40. I think it's a 35 inch. I used to pay for the 34.
Oh.
So I cut an inch off.
It's a game of inches.
Hey, it's amazing the feel difference in that 1 inch, which is it's still baffling to me. It's only 1 inch.
Right.
It feels like a totally different putter.
That's what she said.
Right.
Putter. Anyway, <man. laughs>
Well, it could make a difference. That's some new stuff with an inch.
Yeah, oh, boy.
So it's the first time I put a grip on, too. So I put the grip on myself at home, and then...
Wait, you cut it yourself, too?
I cut the...
Look at you! What, were you in the shed?
No, I'm in my garage, man. I got all kinds of tools.
Look at you.
Pull out a hacksaw.
Cut it. He's like really taking this game to another level. Now he's adjusting his own equipment. You know, putting on grips.
Shooting 86.
I didn't want to have to wait for the people to put it on. And I was like, give me the thing. I put it on my gown. I ain't got time for all this.
I love it.
So
he's going to stop playing with us soon.
So then I started putting with it. But I still missed. I had a couple lip outs.
That's been the story of
I'm
your
still
game
trying to get the because
so
the weight is different than my old putter.
A little heavier. Right?
Yeah, so I'm still trying to get my speed right. So the weird thing was, if I had a 30-footer, I could get it within 2 feet. But if I had an 8-footer, I'd miss it.
Basically, Tiger Woods out there at Memorial.
Yeah, right. So I still got some work to do, but it was a good round, so I was happy. My drives were really good. That's what kept me. That's what got
you got to be in the fairway. Got to be in the fairway.
My drives were really good that day. Pretty straight. Everything was straight.
So Brent was disappointed because he lost to you.
Yeah, but again, I told him, you bring this on yourself, man. Because I'm not trying to beat you. That ain't my goal.
But you did.
But I did. But yeah. Yeah.
He shot an 88, if I'm looking at the scorecard correctly.
Yeah, that's his
little funny math, though. So.
I didn't say that.
The scorecard says 88. Okay. All right.
Yeah, we'll let that go.
So a new favorite course of yours?
Yeah, it definitely need to put it in the rotation.
Okay.
I'm down.
I can't wait to get there.
Yeah, we
I
definitely
need to
check it out. And make sure you got some bug spray.
So, yeah, we'll put Falls Road in the rotation. Absolutely. Glad you were able to play it. We were able to... talk about it here. So the Memorial,
we play Hampshire.
Oh, that's right. You guys play Hampshire Greens.
Yeah. On Tuesday with
Gary.
Yeah.
Well, just real quick, what kind of shape was the course in?
It was fine.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we played it so much this year already.
Mm-hmm. It was Hampshire Greens. Yeah.
The rough was a little tall.
It was long. It was just like Northwest, I thought. Yeah. Maybe not as bad as
Northwest,
but it was still long.
Yeah, it was definitely long.
But you could find your ball,
and it wasn't wet either. I don't think it was wet.
No, it was not wet.
Yeah. Nice.
Hit 8 fairways.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, which for me is a lot.
I was going to say that's good.
Yeah, I mean that's 8 out of 14,
something like that.
Okay. Yeah, because four par threes.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. Sweet.
I was hitting the fairways.
How did Gary do?
Gary got a par.
Did he quit? Because the last time you guys played 9 holes, he quit.
He did quit last time. Did he quit?
No, he didn't quit, I don't think. I don't think he quit.
I think he made it through. He definitely hurt his back missing the ball, swinging like he's trying to kill the thing.
Well, swinging like Bryce Hopper.
Let's talk about this swing. Okay. So I got to the point.
Now, by the way, guys, Gary's a beginner. He's a friend of Sherman. He's a friend of all of us.
He's
now,
not a, I, no, see, that's what you say beginner. I question that.
Okay, but if you really want to intro to Gary.
On a golf course. He went on a golf trip with us.
He did go on a golf trip, but that was... Okay.
That was nine years ago.
Right, but he only plays maybe once a year.
Okay.
So just to go back to the last episode to catch up on who Gary is and what he's all about. But anyway, go ahead. So you said you want to talk about that swing.
Yeah, his swing.
Okay.
So
he's by the way.
Right. But this is, okay, here's my, like I said, I got to the point, I turned my back every time he was. I couldn't watch it. I just couldn't watch
this swing.
Because at one point I said to him, I want to be there. When you take your take a lesson, and a guy and the pro says, "Show me what you got,"
he did say that to him.
I want to be
right there
to see the guy's instructor's face, because
would it be disappointment, horror? Okay,
horror, outrage. He'd be flabbergasted.
Put the club down, walk away.
Right, you know, this is not your sport. He swings like Bryce Harper trying to hit a home run.
Yes.
He lifts his left foot up off the ground. You know how if you play him softball, baseball, and you want to get into the pitch,
right?
You lean back. Mm-hmm. If you're right-handed, you lean back to the right. You pick your left foot off the ground, and you place it back down, and you know, you get into it.
Right.
That's what he does on a drive.
Now, mind you, Preston does that, too.
Does he really?
He does that. Well, and he argued with me because he said that Bubba Watson does it.
No, not that. Not the way you're explaining it. No. Now, Bubba Watson,
he said Bubba Watson lifts his foot when he swings.
First of all, Bubba Watson's won on tour. Preston has not.
Exactly.
There's a lot of, like, you can't model your swing after these guys, especially someone like Bubba Watson who swings unconventional.
Right.
Now, with his driver, there are times in his backswing when he gets to the top of it, because he goes all the way back. Yeah, he's all the way wound up, as they say. All the way turned up, but either one way or the other, he's all the way wound up, right. And so he keeps going, and so his lead foot does raise up.
His heel comes off the ground, right. But his toe does not.
Right, in a way that,
you hear that, Preston?
In a way that flows with the backswing.
Right.
Yeah. And then when he comes through, he does lift off the ground a little bit, but again, he's a pro.
Right.
He's won on tour.
Right.
He's won the Masters twice.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if Preston's even been to Augusta.
Drove through it.
Right. Now, Preston knows it's all love. But no, you can't right. You can't model your swing.
And that was the thing,
well,
problem I had with
Bubba
Gary
does it.
Was, you know, not that Sherman and I are professionals by
right.
no means, but we played enough that if you
we don't know what
you're doing,
you can help.
You can at least
fight.
No, you don't have to ask me a question. Just try and model what I'm doing.
Right.
I'm not lifting my leg up. I'm not,
you know what I'm saying? I'm not swinging for the fences.
Right.
Dude.
Stop swinging so hard.
Stop swinging so hard.
Let the club do the work.
Let the club do the work. You can put a little oomph in it. That's fine. But then you don't have to. Like, just focus on hitting the ball straight.
Right.
So the few times he did that, he hit the ball straight.
Right. Of course.
Right. And he had I was like, tee it up.
Yeah.
Get here. I gave him a tee.
Yeah.
You got to tee his thing up. He had it like all the way in the ground with his driver.
Oh.
Right. Yeah. Doing one of those bits.
Yeah.
Right. You know? And I was like, you got to tee the thing up. Yeah. He put it on. I said, that's not high enough.
Yeah. All the way up.
All the way. Again.
Yeah. Again, that's the theme of the show. Yeah. All the way up.
Yeah. That's what it should be called.
Yeah. Right. So yeah. So that he's a good dude. It was fun.
But he did get a par.
Yeah, he did.
Real par.
On number 16, the little dog leg down the hill. That's the favorite, well, at least our favorite hole. When that's number 16?
No, he got it before that.
You sure? I thought that was 16.
He got it before that. 16, he chipped in.
Oh,
yeah.
Get out of here.
16, he chipped in for like a bogey.
Which one is 16?
That's short one.
Short par 3.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Short par 4. Short par 4. Short
par
4.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you could drive the green if you get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're really accurate.
Yeah. LB could drive the car.
No.
Nice.
So, yeah, so we had a good time.
Yeah.
And I warned LB. I said, listen, Garrett, he's going to pick up and drop where I am after he hits.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I didn't want LB getting grouchy.
Right.
It's a disclaimer.
Right.
No, it was good. We had a good round. So, it was two interesting things about that, about Hampshire Green. First was there was a couple ahead of us in the car.
That we didn't see on the front nine.
Right.
Because we blazed through the front nine.
Sweet.
Yeah. And we get at one hole, and I didn't even notice that Sherman picked it up. It's like, is that a dog on the green?
Yes.
Oh.
So it was like, yeah. So they have a dog in their cart.
While they're playing?
While they're playing. And then when they get up with a green, the dog hops out of the cart and runs around on the green while they're putting out.
Wow.
And the guy was walking everywhere. First of all, they were like at least 85.
Okay. At least.
They were older.
They're mature.
They're probably like 60.
Yeah.
But they looked 85. And he was walking slow like he was 85. And grandma's just driving the cart along.
With the dog.
And he's walking everywhere. And we're like, dude, the cart is back. Why are you walking 150 yards up?
Right.
Just get in the cart and get up.
Get in the cart and get up there. Yeah.
So
and
yeah,
we're like
that
little
was,
dog putting around on
yeah,
the
it was
green.
Weird. I don't know what the rules are.
I've seen courses where the maintenance people or the groundskeeper or someone who owns the course has a dog, and you see the dog with people who work there.
Tucson Greens had one. Greens, it was a black lab that would be with the groundskeeper.
But and I feel like I've seen that at Little Bennett, too, somewhere else.
Yeah, the dog didn't bite. He just ride along.
Right, but I've never seen someone playing
bring their dog along. It was odd to me. Yeah. And I don't know what the rules are on that, but hey, they didn't want to play with me. So.
And then they messed me up one time because I go to
what's worse,
dog.
LB, the Bluetooth speaker or a dog?
The Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah. Oh, the dog wasn't near us.
Yeah, he was like, they were ahead of us, too, so we never had any interaction with it. We just saw it. I just thought it was odd that they had a dog in a golf cart riding around on
the road. But the guy yelled for the dog one time right in the middle of my backswing, and my ball just went
no.
Yes.
Yeah,
it completely messed me up.
Clearly the dog's not on a leash.
Oh, no. No leash at all.
It's like a little Yorkie.
mutt dog, rat dogs, whatever you call them.
And Yorkie.
Yeah. And you know, so the other thing that happened there, and we'll move on, was so behind us was two kids in a cart with an adult. So they weren't teeing off. They would just drive up and drop in the middle of the fairway and then hit, which I got no problem with.
Right.
But let me get off the green before you hit.
Yeah. We had another situation.
Oh, no.
Right.
With kids. With kids. The second time you guys had a situation with kids hitting the
back to back round.
Yeah. Somebody needs, if you're going to, you know, as the adult, somebody has to be the adult.
Right.
And so, and say, you know, there's a certain etiquette to this, you know? Let them get in their cart. At a minimum, let me get in my cart before you hit. Because obviously, you're a little kid. You're not that good.
Right.
You can't pick. I mean, you know what I mean? What are the chances of you hitting me or whatever? I'm walking off the green. So I don't understand what's going on. I don't understand what these parents or grandparents.
So you were on the green and they hit on the green?
Yeah.
They're
hitting on the green. I'm like, looking, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Well, you saw me here. Don't hit the ball.
Who was that?
What's the rush?
Was that on Friday or Friday after next? Cat Williams said, don't be sorry. Be careful.
I don't get it. I don't understand what's going on with these kids and these people who profess to be adults. Managing these children because they're not being managed well.
Yeah.
So
you can take these kids out there, teaching the etiquette, guys.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Learn etiquette yourself, teaching the etiquette. Make sure they don't hit up on people. So, the Memorial, Bryson DeChambeau wins. Mm-hmm. I think this is his second win on tour. I'm not 100% sure. I think he won once his rookie year. But I tell you, he came out his rookie year on fire. Man, I thought he was going to win a ton
Cam Newtons.
Yeah. Right. And so, he wins the Memorial. I think the story from the Memorial, for the most part, right, as it's been ever since he's clearly back, is Tiger.
Yeah.
Tiger was phenomenal for most of Friday and Saturday.
Saturday's when he had that's when I text y'all. Mm-hmm. He had a share of the lead.
Yep. Yep.
And as soon as I text y'all, he gave it away.
right.
His putting. I mean, you know, I think it was Friday he said that he literally had left. There were five putts out there that he felt like he should have. But then Sunday, I mean, he missed an incredible number of putts that were under 8 feet.
Really? From the hole.
I mean, it was almost like six or seven.
Wow.
It was bad.
Yeah, I didn't see any of Sunday. I saw a little tiny bit Saturday. Was that Saturday night? One of them nights. I guess that must have been a replay because it was night.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We were in the restaurant. And I saw it. So they were running the replays. But I didn't see much of any of it. Because I just had too much other stuff going on.
It wasn't a watch a lot of golf day weekend for me either.
No, with the Memorial. Crazy.
There was a lot going on.
Two tour wins.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He also and
were they both
won
were they both this
July?
Year?
No, it was no, last July.
Last year when he won. Okay.
Yeah, 11 months apart, he won the John Deere Classic. So cool thing about Bryson though is his clubs.
Yeah, so apparently they're all the shafts are all the same length,
the
right?
The shafts are all the same length, 37 and a half inches. Hmm. Their lie and bounce angle are also the same, and only the lofts are different. As well, he also, his clubs are unusual for their extremely upright lie angle.
Hmm. So that's like, so Callaway used to make this system for women. It was called the Golf Enjoyment System.
Hmm.
And it was based on that model there where pretty much all the irons were one length and all the woods were the same length. So you only had two length clubs.
Right.
So it's a kind of that same.
Because essentially you do the same swing.
Right.
For each club.
And that's what he does. And it actually says the other thing is with his swing, he does not turn his wrists during his swing.
Get out of here. Okay.
And last thing, he uses Jumbo Max grips, which are the largest grips commercially available.
Huh.
Because then it allows him to hold the grips in his palms and not his fingers. Okay.
And here's the thing, like, the way he's got those clubs set and with the grips and everything, no one told him to do that. Apparently, he's a really smart guy, when it comes to the engineering aspect of, like, the clubs and the game.
Yeah, the grips his coach did. His instructor did.
Okay.
But everything else is his.
Yeah. He's super smart. He's into the, like just
the technology of it
and the physics. I mean, and so he studies that a lot. Congratulations. Yeah,
one of the first sets of clubs I had, I did the really big grips like that, and I kind of like that.
It actually helped me a lot when I switched to a bigger grip because I have big hands. So I just had more control over the club and felt like I wasn't it almost felt like I was going to throw the club sometimes when I swing.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I went to that bigger grip, then I just felt like I had more control over, especially the irons.
Mm-hmm.
He won the Yeah, he won the 2015. He's young.
Yeah, he's a young guy. He's not, you know.
Yeah,
he hasn't been on tour that long.
No,
he's been on tour for like 2 years. Or
yeah, because
like
in 2015 he won the Division One NCAA Division One championship and the U.S. Amateur.
Okay.
Lots of promise. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I was looking at his hat. I told my wife who's looking at it. I said, "What do you think of that hat?" She's like, "He got a Kango." I was like, "Yeah, yeah. Kind of the same old." She's like, "Hmm." I said, "What do you think about that for me wearing?" She said, "Eh, I don't know."
Yeah. I have a couple of them. I wear a couple of them in summertime, concert time. Okay. But
yeah, I have them, but I never wore one on a golf course, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I'd wear one on the golf course either. Yeah. But whatever. Him and Ricky are kind of like the two newer fashion mm-hmm. guys on tour, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Keegan Bradley doesn't get any love for his shoes. I mean, he was the first one with those high top Jordans.
He was the first one. I thought Bryce and DeChambeau was.
Oh, no. Keegan definitely had the high top Jordans.
Sorry, Keegan.
Yeah, man. They were smooth. So, do we have a money update on PGA Tour?
So, they did, on this one, they did the made the cut, did not finish thing. So, mm-hmm. you had actually two sets of losers.
Two sets was Lucas Glover on. He actually at one point I think he was in the lead or close to the lead in the tournament. Yeah,
I'm looking. So I don't see Lucas
Glover. Had a little bit of motivation.
I'd look for him. But so the official loser was Grayson Murray. Never heard of him.
Yeah. Young dude.
Mm-hmm.
On tour.
6'1", 200 pounds. He's only 24 years old.
Mm-hmm.
A graduate of the University of Arizona State University.
Okay.
Turned pro in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
He is single from North Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay.
So he had nothing interesting in his bio that made you go, "Hey, that's kind of cool."
He wasn't like long walks on the beach and
nothing like that. No.
Lucas Glover finished tied for 52nd.
Might have been enough rough ride home.
Yeah, that's all. That's right, because
his wife, you know,
right,
goes off on him when he plays poorly.
Yeah, I'll tell you, he won. Oh, oof. He won $20,755. This Lucas Glover.
We said $20,000.
$20,000.
Oh yeah, he's gonna get his chin check.
Yeah, that's not gonna fly well at home with Mrs.
That
Glover.
Chin check when he gets
home. Or his mom might get her chin checked by the wife.
Right.
what a horrible person.
Yeah.
So Grayson Murray won $17,000. He's last place. He won $17,000. And Lucas Glover. So you saying he only won
$3,000
more? So yeah, than last place.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the Manny update for the year?
Oh,
if you finish last, the Manny update. Right. You don't need to win, son.
You just need
to finish last in every single tournament.
So right now you'd be up $442,000.
Nice.
For last place in all. And that's how many tournaments we've had so far. I don't even know. 30 minus.
Because we're a little bit more than half the golf year in. Because I think they do the wraparound year, which I think starts in late October or November.
So we take away 6, so that's 24.
Okay.
So I've counted 24 tournaments so
far. Sweet. Yeah, get Manny in those. Finish last, son. It's all good.
Just be last place.
Don't have to do anything crazy to win. So the U.S. Women's Open, did you watch any of that?
I didn't even know it was on.
I saw it was on yesterday, but I was actually at my in-laws, and I think Bernanda put it on, and her sister-in-law said, "We are not watching golf." Well, there goes that.
So Aria Chetanigan won.
That's the cute one or the older sister?
I think that they're both attractive in their own way. But you're thinking about Moria, the sister.
The Moria.
Right, Chetanigan. I think they look the same. Google search them.
No, they don't. I've seen them. I looked at them both last time. They do not look the same.
Can you Google search Aria and Moria?
They don't look the same. They're totally different body types.
But Aria's good, man. She's good.
Hold on. Here's one side by side. For everybody watching at home, they are not. There is clearly a difference.
Right. Exactly.
There's a difference. They're not identical twins.
One of them's like a foot taller than the other one.
No, I'm not saying that they were the same height. I'm just saying, like just went face to face. I mean, they're not identical twins, but it's not like one's dramatically different looking than the other one.
One of them's playing running back. The other one's a left tackle.
So anyway, Aria wins the U.S. Women's Open. Congratulations.
What happened to
her? She's stacking the W's.
Where's Michelle Wee?
She was in contention. On maybe it was Friday round two, but then she kept getting bogus. She fell off.
So are there any American women who are
good? That's the thing. No,
who's Kang? Kang was
Danielle
Kang, yeah. Number four.
Mm-hmm.
She was Leslie Thompson American. Was number five, tied for fifth.
Lexi Thompson is the closest you know, American women's golfer.
Yeah, Michelle Wee, 10th. Tied for 10th.
It even. What's the
Wait a minute, there's
name?
Two Kangs. There's one with the, there's a, what'd you say?
Danielle. Yeah,
Danielle Kang, and then there's a, is that Michelle?
There's an M Kang, too. Yeah,
M-K-H-A-N-G.
What's the sister's last
Megan
name?
Megan Kang.
Which one?
That plays, that's on LPGA.
Oh, Cheyenne Woods?
No,
the other
her.
One. Oh, Stackhouse.
The Stackhouse.
Mariah Stackhouse.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm looking to see if she was on here. Because what's her name? She never makes the cut.
Who's Cheyenne Woods?
Cheyenne Woods.
Yeah, no, she never makes the cuts.
Missed cut. Plus seven. Yep.
Missed the cut.
Yeah.
Did you say Stackhouse?
Yeah, Mariah Stackhouse.
Yeah, I don't even see her name on here.
Maybe she didn't play.
Yeah. Maybe got invited. Because they do this, like the men, you got to be invited, right?
Oh, yeah.
Win
this,
something.
This U.S. Open, yeah. She might not have qualified.
Win the qualifier.
Yeah. Yeah,
no,
she's here at all. Yeah.
She's not on there.
Qualified. Okay, yeah. Cool. So in a couple of weeks, Father's Day is coming up. You know, a lot of dads play golf. You know, we did the whole kind of gift thing, I think, last year. So, you know, outside of talking about gifts, like, if you want to know what to get the guy for, don't get anything like cheese. Like, we do gifts around Christmas or Father's Day last year. So just go back to those podcasts and listen to the good golf. Because, I mean, we can give you the same issue, or you can go back and listen to the
other
one.
Or you could just go to the gift recipient and say, hey, I want to get you something for Father's Day. What would you like?
Right. And just buy them what they like.
Or, so, here's an idea. Let them go play golf.
So that's the thing.
Well, that's a given.
Right. Go play golf. Let them go play golf on Father's Day, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and if the kids play, let them, if the kids want to go. This is the funny thing about Mother's Day. Like, and so for Mother's Day, there's not a mother that I know that says, okay, for Mother's Day, I want to go to the spa by myself, or I want to do this by myself, right? They want dinner with the family.
They want to be catered and pampered to.
Right. But they want the family around them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dad doesn't want that.
No.
In most cases, yeah. Most of the time, Dad wants peace and quiet.
Yeah. Right. By himself.
Yeah.
You know?
Big piece of the chicken.
Right. Exactly. You know, I don't want dinner with everybody around. We can do that later. I want to go play golf. Yeah. I want to go do something I want to do. Right. And so anyway, a great gift that you, it's a winner, is whatever course he likes to play, just get a gift card there.
Yep.
And
enjoy you can do that.
You know,
or you can always ask him, what do you want?
Yeah. What do you want?
Because I wish somebody would ask me what I want.
Hint.
Right. Well, there's a hint. Right. So anyway, Father's Day, we're going to try to do a double header, right? We're going to try to play that Saturday and that Sunday. So keep the crew together. We're going to see if Vern will make it on time.
Yep.
Yes.
See if he will iron his clothes.
Right. See if he will show up.
Yeah. Maybe that can be part of his Father's Day gift, if somebody in his household could, like,
get
iron his clothes for you.
Yeah.
Let's wash. And iron his clothes for him and have them laid out for him in the morning when he gets up to go play golf.
Exactly. And so we're going to try to do Waverly Woods.
And set the alarm clock for him so he gets up on time.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Because what he told me last time was his wife had told him, you might want to go to bed, because he was sitting on the couch watching the basketball or something. And she said, you know, you might want to go to bed. He said, oh, I'll be all right. And then he fell asleep. That's
right,
why he was late. Because he fell asleep on the couch, spent the night on the couch, asleep.
Did not have time to iron his clothes again.
Happens to the best of us.
Exactly. So we're going to try to play Waverly Woods one of the days.
Yeah.
And then I think
that was hopefully on
Oak
Sunday,
Creek or Lake Presidential. Yeah, we'll do. I think we're going to do Waverly on Sunday. And then one of the other ones on. So we'll do a PG County, Howard County mix.
He said we played Waverly Woods.
I've never played it.
I don't even know where it is.
Yeah,
right. Because I mean, I know it's in Howard County, but outside of that, I don't know where.
I think it's right off 70.
That's what he was saying, and I don't think we played the other course that I was thinking off of 301 that I was not a fan of.
Walden,
yeah, Walden. Something.
I've never played there, but I heard it.
It ain't worth the drive at all. Okay. No. So Waverly Woods, it'll be new. So I'm looking forward to something new. Hope the weather holds out.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah.
So we saw this article the other day about this insane workout that Tiger, or his insane practice routine, workout routine, when he was on top of things.
Right.
Sherman, go ahead and tell us what that was all about.
So basically, this is about, I think it was Hank Haney,
who released it,
who was his golf coach. And I want to say he was his golf coach from, he was there with him from 2004 to 2010.
Mm-hmm.
So he talked about just how insane Tiger's workout regimen was, and this is in the off season,
right?
Not during the season. So he said Tiger would always say, let's meet up after the first of the year, take a month off, but by December 1st, he was always calling.
Wow.
And this is his daily workout regimen. every day he would begin his day at 6 a.m.
All right.
So he's not waking up at 6. Mm-hmm. He's in the gym at 6 a.m. for his first of two daily workouts on weights.
Yeah. Upper body, lower body.
Right.
Yeah. Split it up.
Not by at, he would stop, get some breakfast, what have you. 9 a.m., Woods and Haney would hit the range for a two-hour session on full swings and short game.
Okay.
So they're just at the driving range every single day from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Counting balls.
Yep. 11 a.m., they play nine holes in Woods' modified golf cart, which could reach speeds of 30 miles per hour.
Doing burnouts in the fairways.
Yep. So get in quick nine. His caddy would be, Stevie would be there with him. So the three, and they would essentially walk along and watch Tiger play nine holes. Stop, eat some lunch. Then they spend two more hours at the range. Then play another nine holes. Then finish the day at the course with at least an hour at the practice green.
Wow.
Every single day.
And so what time is their day over?
Woods will return home at 6 p.m. and do his second workout because Jim is in his house.
Right.
So he starts his second workout at 6 p.m. and then he would stop for the day, go to dinner at 7:30 p.m. every day. 13 and a half hour day every single day.
Sounds like having
to. And there was a quote. So Haney said, if you're putting in 6 hours of practice in a day, you're putting in a nice half day. What are you doing with the rest of your time?
Wow.
Right. And he said his, so Woods actually said when he walked up to the first tee every week, he knew he was going to run across many players who had not outworked him.
Mm-hmm.
So he had the advantage from jump.
Goodness gracious.
I mean, so you think, like I tell all my kids that want to go to the next level. If you like basketball, you like football, I'm going to coach you. If you love it, then I'll know you're serious. I'll know you're serious when you love something. This is what you'll do.
You'll put in that kind of work. And if you want to be great, that's what it takes.
No,
right. And that's anything.
We talked before the show. I mean, they'll be brought up Michael Jordan and
Kobe Bryant.
I mean, there's guys you hear that, like, they got to pull them off the court in the offseason. You know, because they're just playing 14 straight hours of basketball.
Crazy.
You know, football players, same thing. A lot of them take a month off to rehab, and then they're right back at it. But 13-hour days.
My back couldn't take it.
Well, it might be what happened to him.
Right.
Yeah, I spent an hour at the putting green last week. Almost needed to take a leave because my back was hurting so bad.
But, I mean, that's dedication. I mean, that's, like, really dedication.
Johnson's not doing that.
No.
No way in the world he's working that hard.
No.
He doesn't even care enough to do all that.
No, neither does Phil.
Right.
I mean, most of them don't. That's why they couldn't beat him.
Wow. Unbelievable.
So, I just think about what you love that much that you would actually
dedicate that much time to.
But you know what it is? I don't think it's golf that Tiger loved that much. I think it's the dominance that he loved.
Yeah, winning.
It's like that narcissistic. Yeah, the winning. He loved the winning and that kind of being on top of the world that probably drove him to do it.
Yeah.
Not the game itself.
I wonder how his workout routine and regimen has changed now after coming back and how his back
being older.
If it's what you know, what level of dedication he's putting into it now.
Yeah.
I'll have to text Hank, see what Hank Haney has to say. I'll shoot him a text.
Let me know.
Now, you got an update from Trey, who emailed us and Trey asked about clubs.
Yeah, so Trey emailed us 2 weeks ago. It was a very funny email, by the way. Go back and listen to that episode. So he did find, he actually reached out to me. He said, I have two issues. One, he did find some clubs. He actually emailed me and said, hey, are these clubs any good? And I said, yeah, they look fine. So it's like his neighbor sounded like a, you know, an older set.
Okay.
Just what you all said, you know, on the podcast. He took that advice. So his friend's neighbor, somebody sold him clubs, whole set with the bag, $50.
No, are you serious?
You take that anytime and all the time.
I would buy that now, and I have clubs.
Right, exactly.
Who knows what could happen.
So he said, I got them looking. Oh, they look nice and clean. They look fine. So he said, well, I'm going to find a driving range. Nothing else to do. It's a monsoon coming down.
Right? Yeah.
So he reached out to me today and said, the one thing you all never said on the show was there is no such thing as an indoor driving range.
Oh.
And I said, well, there might be. And he said, no. He said, I Googled indoor driving range, and I went all the way to Glen Burnie, I got out of my car, and it was just an overhang. So it's like,
right.
Well, yeah, 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 yeah.
Covers, he said it was raining sideways on me. He's out there trying to.
And he was the only one out there.
He was the only one out there, huh? Took his money. Yeah. So there's the overhead stuff.
Right,
but there are some courses that have simulators. Now, what I found out is that Golf Galaxy will have the simulators indoors, but they don't allow you to use them during the summer. I mean, because in the winter you can go in there and rent like 30 minutes or an hour.
Okay.
And so it was raining, so I was going to take Manny in there. No, we were in Colombia for something. They had time to kill, so I was going to take him there to hit. And they said, well, we don't open it up during the summer. Yeah. I'm like,
why do you have it?
But there's no one in there, and you can make a quick $25 right now by letting this 5-year-old go and just waste my money and hit these balls.
Right.
We just open up. It's like, what?
Wow. That's stupid.
And it's raining outside.
Yes, it's stupid. Oh, it's dumb. It's like, just you can make if no one's in there, you can make $25.
Right. They don't need it.
Yeah. Well, Trey, I didn't think about that, Trey. But, yeah, check out the local golf course. They may have an indoor simulator.
Blue Mash does.
Yeah, he's in Baltimore City.
Oh, yeah, well.
Well, just go to a cover range. You'd be all right.
Yeah.
Golf is meant to be played outside anyway.
Right. And we're not going to get this much rain all the time.
I'm not a fan of the simulators, personally.
Yeah, I'm not either. I mean, it's better than nothing, but I'd much rather just be out.
If I'm playing a simulator, we drinking and eating and stuff, too. I'm not.
Yeah. It's more like Top Golf.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm not really a big fan of Top Golf anyway.
Yeah, so. I've never been because
I've never been either.
Weird.
Yeah, it's like Cosmo Bowl for both. Like real bowlers probably look at real golfers look at Top Golf. I'm assuming the way real bowlers look at
true
midnight Cosmo Bowl.
Right.
You know.
So
we got tournaments coming up, right?
Yes. Yeah, so June 29th, birdies for bladders.
Yeah.
So if you have
looking
not,
forward to that,
that's going to be a good time. Too bad I won't be there. But if Brant, you better play well. They are still looking for golfers and sponsors. I saw today. I talked to Jeff today.
Okay.
So if you are looking to play, you know, go to Birdies for Bladders, Google it.
And I'm looking to get us some Golf DMV polos.
Right.
What color would you want?
What color?
Yeah.
White.
Okay.
I like white. How about purple?
No.
I like a purple.
Don't do purple.
Okay.
Because they're Ravens fans up there. Just don't.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, or just text your purple.
Okay. White.
Okay.
White works for me.
Yeah. Okay.
Then we have the Utopia 3 Club Classic, 2 p.m. Saturday, August 18th.
Okay.
Pick three clubs.
I think I did.
Pick three clubs, Carroll Park Golf Course up in Baltimore.
I swear, right off brother 95. Got into a fight.
Yeah.
Someone tried to steal
people have gotten robbed there, but it's great. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we'll be safe.
Nothing will happen.
There'll be security on premises.
No, but it goes to benefit First Tee program. It's only $50 to play. Whole bunch of stuff going on afterwards. Cornhole tournament, stuff like that. Nice barbecue.
I've never played cornhole.
Oh, you're missing out, man. It's so much fun. Mm-hmm. Great cause there. Guys at Utopia putting on they've done this previously, and it's always done well. And then lastly, in October, the Wager Cup.
It's in Gettysburg.
Yep, Gettysburg. I can't wait for that one.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, we're going to have
the
them
fall,
on soon.
Too.
Oh,
man, that's going to be beautiful
it's
in October.
Be nice. National Collegiate Cancer Foundation. So it goes to give scholarships to. If you go to their website, they actually have a list of all the scholarship recipients.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice, really nice. So it's been going on about 12, 13 years now. So
good.
Sunday, October 7th, $115 to play. Dirt cheap for a tournament, especially a weekend tournament.
Right. Link to Gettysburg. It's going to be fun.
So help out these great causes, y'all. Make sure you let them know Golf DMV sent you.
Mm-hmm.
And come hang with your guys because we'll be at those.
Yep.
Absolutely. And thank you, Bolo Kitchen, for the track. We'll look forward for some new tracks. Yep. Hit him up on Instagram.
His real name is King, by the way. I never said this. So.
His real name is King.
Yeah, that's his first name. Well, he goes by King.
Right. Exactly.
Well, that's what he goes by. Well, my name is not LB, but I go by it.
Right, but you said his real name is King.
Well,
either way, thanks for the track.
Yeah.
We appreciate
King,
it.
AKA Bolo Kitchen.
Thanks, DJ.
DJ
King
DJ,
C.
Yeah, King DJ? C.
Right. Yeah, DJ King C.
He goes by DJ King C. He goes by King, and his Instagram is Bolo Kitchen.
Okay.
But the music they put out back in the day, I think it's under the Bolo Kitchen
name. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. That's where that came from. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Wonderful.
Thank
you.
Let's go, Caps.
And again, let's go, Caps. Yeah, let's get this Stanley Cup. What else? Yeah, so Facebook, Golf DMV, Instagram, Golf DMV 1, Instagram, Golf DMV 1 as well. And you can email us, golfdmv@gmail.com. Talk to you guys next week.
Peace.
Good night.
You're listening to the Golf DMV.